name is Casey Pope. I'm up from L.A., I'm here with a buddy of mine, a psychiatrist named Jim Whitman. I'm not going to stand up here and tell you that taking dope causes bad breath or fallen arches. That you'll do better in school. You all know that already. I don't have to tell you anything about it. You all know everything there is to know about it, don't you? And everything else.
Listen, if we already know everything, what are you looking for?
Because maybe you don't quite know everything, son. Maybe there's one or two small pieces of information I can pass on to you. Something I might have picked up on my way to old age.
We're always eager to learn from the older generation, sir.
That's good to hear. Let's try this one for openers. If that kid hadn't been on drugs, there wouldn't have been a funeral yesterday.
Yeah, and if Sirhan hadn't been able to buy a gun so easily, Bobby Kennedy might be president today.
Kind of a stupid remark is that?
No more stupid than yours. Or more meaningful. You can't set up your life by saying that if something hadn't happened, something else might be different. Things are, man. Talking about them doesn't change them.
Oh, then there's no point in anyone talking to you, huh? All this hype about wanting to communicate, that's a myth. That's a myth.
Communicating is not somebody coming up here and telling me what to do with my life. It's exchanging ideas. It's not bringing back up the same old garbage in a new disguise.
Look, man, I don't want to change you.
Why do you and everybody like you have to tell me what's wrong with me? What's wrong with you? That you have to cut my edges off so that I can fit your vision.
There's nothing wrong with me. I've just been around a lot longer than you, pal Zeno. Maybe I can save you some of the grief that I've been through.
You mean maybe you can bend my mind to charge up your ego? Where'd you come up, man? Why can't you find it in yourself?
Oh, I have found it myself, man, and I paid a lot of dues to do it, too. Buddy, you want to know where I come off, huh? I'll show you where I come off. Right from the source, palsy. Found it with the needle in my veins for 8 years.
Any of you snotty-nosed brats know what that means? That's walking down the street any time of the day or night, having a cop grab you and pushing you up against the car.
Say, handcuffs in your mouth. Or they'll pull you in and they'll sit you down and they'll wait till your eyes start to water and your nose starts running. Then you say, hey, man, is your girlfriend still walking the streets to pay for your habit? Yeah, she is. You can't do anything about it. You live from fix to fix. God forbid they bust your pusher or they're clamping down in the town.
I have known guys who shot lighter fluid inside themselves.
I've been through every kind of hell you can go through and come out alive. That's where I come off, Palsy.
I admire you, man. I'm not kidding. I do. I mean, if you really keep the habit, then you have something going inside for you.
But that's not where we're at, man.
I wish it were that simple.
Simple? It likes to kill you. That's how simple it is. Oh, hey, if it's so simple, why can't you lick it?
Because it is not about licking it or not licking it. You're trying to make this into a contest. It's not like that at all. It is about life, man. It is about breathing in dirty air and not trusting anybody. It's worrying about money, about ego hang-ups, about power. We're trying to bust loose from all those hang-ups, man. Now, we can't change your world, but we can get our own heads straight. Now, you come back here with a clean world, and we'll be glad to listen.
You're not a listener if the world was falling apart on your feet.
You look down, man. And then you tell me that it isn't.